Welcome to Fangirl Football. I'm Judy.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Lauren. Let's chat DFS, Daily Fantasy Sports, and specifically Daily Fantasy Football for week 3. As a newer to DFS person myself, these conversations are helpful in understanding what games to focus on, learning to build the storylines with our Fantasy Sports Evo contest where we'll pick teams and not players, and then dig into which players are deals or expensive options and if they might be worth their price for player lineups. And then finally discussing some contrarian player picks for week 3, I think.
Yeah, this week I'm really focused on FanDuel for Sunday. They have two contests with guaranteed overlay. And what is guaranteed overlay? Well, this means they aren't taking their normal 10% cut of the pot. And not only that, but they're actually adding money to it. So one of the contests is a quarter entry. It allows 500,000 entries, 500,000 entries. Assuming it fills, that they get 500,000 entries, and it might not even fill, that's $125,000 in entry fees. Well, the prize pool is $150,000. So FanDuel's adding another $25,000 to this prize pool, assuming it fills. Otherwise, they're adding even more money to it. And there's another $3 contest where they're adding another $50,000 to the prize pool themselves. So there's extra money there to be won. And that way, more people get to win. They get to pay more places. So I'm really focused on those two contests. Each contest allows up to 150 entries. You don't have to enter 150 times, but you can. I probably won't be doing 150, but I'll be making a few lineups to go in those.
And when you say more positions paid, you mean where you'll see it like top 60% paid. And so you win even if you're not in the top 50.
Exactly. Yeah. You just have to be in the top 60%, top 50%, whatever it says of that. So a lot more people are going to win money. You know, only the very top are going to turn their quarter into $3,000, but your quarter might become $1 or $2 or even $5, which can still be a little bit of fun. And it's a great way to, you know, try out the contest. Let's review what happened last week. Last week wasn't good for me, and what we said last week didn't happen. It really came down to I didn't buy into the New Orleans Saints and Kamara. And if you didn't have Kamara and his 46 points, then you were in trouble. You weren't probably cashing in on your lineup. It was also good to have Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr., who I was also off of last week. So hopefully this week I get a few more right than last week, because I was not on either of those games. I had no idea that the Cowboys were going to look so bad or that the Saints were going to look so good.
Yeah, there were a lot of upsets last weekend that none of us saw coming.
Yeah, and now we're trying to sort it all out here in week 3. And then we still have that fact that passing touchdowns are still really down this year. We're getting 31, 35 passing touchdowns a week when a normal average is closer to 44 per week. So we're not seeing the passing touchdowns that we've seen in the past. And we're a little confused, all trying to scratch our heads on who's doing well and what's going to happen. So let's jump into the games and review the games quickly and some of the price points for some of these players. We always like to start the games with the highest over under because Vegas at least thinks that those are going to be the games that have the most points scored. So if the most points are scored in that game, then that's the game that we probably want to focus our players into. But it's not always the case because of the pricing options in FanDuel. So we'll get started on this first game on the slate, and that is the Detroit Lions at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals coming off the big win and Detroit coming off the very tight loss to Tampa Bay. The over-under here is 51.5 points. It's our highest of the week. So ideally, we think this is one of the games to target. And I like this game for points. We saw what the day that Baker Mayfield and Godwin had against the Lions last week. And, you know, does this set up Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. to do the same? They'll be looking for that hot start in Arizona, but Detroit's going to be looking for it too. I feel like the point spread is a bit off here. The Lions are actually favored by 3 points and they're on the road. So that's kind of a 5 to 6 point swing because of the home field advantage. And I question why the Lions are favored on the road with a team like Arizona that just dominated a game. And so that has me scratching my head a little bit. I don't understand what Vegas is doing here, or if it's just all the Lions fans betting lots of money. This is a game that I would want to stack, but it should also be highly owned. And we always talk about how you want to go something different. So we don't want our quarter to win that $3,000 prize and have to split it with, 9,000 people. We're looking to get different and hoping that whatever we do that's different is better than the obvious. And a lot of times it is, just like last week in Kamara, it was very good. So this is a game that I want to stack, but Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Trey McBride would be my stack because I just can't get excited about golf. And he's less than Kyler Murray, but then St. Brown, who you would want to stack him with, is 9,100. And I just can't do that. So the pricing in this game and the fact that I think everyone's going to be all over it has me shying away from this game.
Yeah, I agree with you there on that. I don't really understand why Detroit is so favored after how we saw Arizona the last 2 weeks and how we've seen Detroit perform over the last week even.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. We'll keep our eye on this game, but right now I'm probably not using this game or really any of the pieces from this game either. You know, if we went with that story that the Lions are going to get out to a hot start and that they might be running Montgomery, then we could maybe look at Montgomery as a running back option, but I don't really want to stack this one because everyone else probably will be. So our next game is Philadelphia Eagles at the New Orleans Saints, which is carrying a 49.5. The New Orleans Saints just shut down Dallas last week. And I feel like the Cowboys are a better team than the Eagles. So what are they going to do to Philly at home? Is Philly even going to have a chance? I don't think so. I kind of just want to stay away from Philly. They don't have AJ Brown. They do have Saquon Barkley, and the Cowboys didn't have a running game, so that could kind of be interesting. But I don't mind going back to Kamara here at 8,400. The Eagles' defense isn't scary, so I can see Kamara just having another great game. I don't really want to stack this game. The other pieces are high. I don't believe in Derek Carr that much. And we saw that the Saints are perfectly happy running up the score with Kamara and just keep running him, even if the Eagles could stay competitive.
And one of the reasons you don't like stacking here is because the big player here is going to be Kamara, and Derek Carr isn't going to get a ton of points. He's not going to be passing it a ton. He's not as strong of a quarterback as some of the other quarterbacks. So stacking, we're looking for typically a quarterback wide receiver combo.
Yes. And you want a strong one, and you'd prefer one that's at home in a competitive game. And this isn't it.
Which is why a lot of people are going with that Detroit Arizona game currently.
Yes. The next game we've got is the Baltimore Ravens at the Dallas Cowboys and carrying a 48 point total. Lamar's pricey at 8,800, and Lamar's one of the few quarterbacks that does run the ball, so you don't have to necessarily stack him with a wide receiver. Zay Flowers is probably pretty cheap, but I still hesitate here. The Ravens just haven't shown us a whole lot so far this season. And we had a bit of a game out of Zay Flowers, and maybe we should be going to Lamar. This is one that is a little bit interesting. I mean, if Kamara could run on the Cowboys like that, maybe Lamar can run on the Cowboys like that.
That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Yeah, we should look. I don't know how much Zay Flowers is priced at or Isaiah Likely. I feel like it'll be going back to Likely this week if we wanted to pick one. So those are some that we could definitely keep in mind. And when we get into pricing a little bit more, we may want parts of it, or we may want to stack Lamar with one of his wide receivers, or just go at it alone with Lamar as well.
I think I heard that CeeDee Lamb popped up on an injury report today, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday he popped up on the injury report with an ankle injury. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Cowboys have me a little bit worried. So I'll probably just sit back and see what happens in that game. Next, we've got the Texans, the Houston Texans at the Minnesota Vikings. And this is kind of one of my favorite games to possibly stack. It's carrying a point total right now of 46 points, which is a good amount. We're pretty happy with that. We have to keep our eye on the injuries in this game right now. It's Thursday, and neither Mixon nor Damian Pierce are practicing as of Thursday. So Cam Akers is next in line, and he's priced at 4,000, which is really low. So he is somebody that is definitely one of those spots that you could fill with a cheaper player and then pay up for Lamar or something else. Also, Jordan Addison for the Minnesota Vikings is still not practicing. So next up would be Jalen Naylor at 5,900 or Aaron Jones, their running back, at 6,600. So those two I want to keep in mind. Justin Jefferson had the injury, but he's not even on the injury report anymore and says he's playing and he's fine. So we're going to go with Justin Jefferson is fine. I like this game for stacking because I like Sam Darnold at 7,100 and then paying up for Justin Jefferson. And then you could even, you know, bring it back with Cam Akers at 4,000 and save some money there. I like the other side of the ball too, which is CJ Stroud at 8,200 and Stephon Diggs at 6,900 or Tank Dell even at 6,200 or all of them, taking all of them. You don't usually want to do an away team stack like that, but this is one of the exceptions. I feel like I like stacking all three of them. And Nico Collins is also, I skipped on Nico Collins. He's also questionable, but he did practice on Thursday. Even if he practiced, if he is a little banged up, I know, Lauren, you like that questionable tag and reading into it a little bit. So let's assume he is questionable and that the Vikings have, you know, can cover him. Then that may open up a little bit more for Diggs or Tank Dell. I like Tank Dell. He hasn't had his game, and I feel like he's going to pop in there one week, and I'd like being early on that week before his price jumps up. So this may be his week.
I was just thinking that as you were talking about Tank Dell, how he hasn't had his week yet, and your thing is going back to the average. So
yeah, we could see him. It might be time. Next on our slate is the San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams. And that's a 44-point total. I don't like this game for stacking. Brock Purdy nor Matthew Stafford are great stacking quarterbacks unless you've got the big Rams wide receivers in there. So I'm probably out on that. Deebo Samuel is out, which opens up the rest of the 49ers to play a bit more. So we have Jordan Madison, their running back. He's priced up at 8,300. I think they're just like slotting him in for McCaffrey. And then George Kittle at 7,100. And we do see that when Samuel's out, Kittle gets more work. And then Brandon Ayuk gets more work and he's down at 6,500. Then the Rams, all of their poor injuries with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua being out. They're digging deep for a wide receiver this week. And we've got DeMarcus Robinson at 6,100 and Tyler Johnson at 5,800. And then Jordan Whittington at 4,600. And Jordan Whittington is probably my favorite. If I'm going to take a chance on a Rams wide receiver in this game, it's going to be Whittington. He had 100% route share and 14% target share in the third quarter of the game against the Cardinals. So he was definitely involved in their game plan, and somebody's going to have to step up now that the other two are out. So I kind of like the rookie to maybe step up and get more play. We could go back to Colby Parkinson, the tight end for the Rams, but he already got us a couple weeks ago. Any thoughts on this one?
This is a lower over and over under for looking at for fantasy, since we're below the 45 mark for an over under, but that point spread is 7. So yeah. Do you worry that this is going to be a runaway game? It's a +7, so it's favoring San Francisco. Do you worry this is going to kind of be a runaway game for San Francisco, and should we really consider Rams too much?
Well, I do, but if the 49ers are running away with it, then the Rams are passing it to some of these unknown receivers. They're trying to catch up. They're not just going to give up and go away. So that's the exact situation that we want. I'm just thinking it might be one-sided, but maybe we do want to stack it a little bit more. I just don't like Brock Purdy for stacking, but we could see what his price tag is. He never is there, which is really weird since his receivers seem to get there. But we can think about it. And I do somewhat like this one-sided game. I don't think the 49ers have to do a lot to stay there. And I think the Rams have to pass a lot. And these wide receivers, particularly Whittington, are going to have to be involved. So that's why I like the pieces. And I feel like when we go to these lower scoring games, we're just trying to pick interesting pieces from what may be available and cheap.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So one of the games that I pretty much don't want any of the pieces from is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Atlanta Falcons. It is a 46.5. I guess it got out of order there, but 46.5 point total. And the question's going to be, Chiefs are on the road, and can the Falcons shut them down, the Falcons being at home? And I just can't find pieces of this game that I like. I don't like that over-under. I think I would have to bet on the under here. We've seen Kansas City squeak by the last couple of weeks, and now they're going on the road. So I want to see more from the Chiefs offense before I start stacking this game, and I just don't think this is going to be a high game.
Are the Chiefs heavily owned too, or do a lot of people tend to pick Chiefs players in their lineups?
They do, because they think they're always going to score the points anyway.
Yeah.
So they could
they're
be
the
highly
hit team right now.
Yeah. But if the Chiefs do get out to a lead, I don't see Atlanta having the power to come back. They haven't shown us a lot of offense at this point.
So do you like the Indy Chicago game with an over-under of 43.5?
I don't like much here either. Chicago can definitely keep the score down, and Jonathan Taylor doesn't seem to be worth the cost at 8,000. I could go to DeAndre Swift at 6,300 for the running back for the Bears and see if he can run all over the Colts too, just like the Packers did, racking up 230 yards against the Colts defense. Colts defense is still very injured, and I could see the Bears trying to take advantage of that. So DeAndre Swift is one of the pieces when we start to build that we may use. I like that price for him too. Next up, we've got the Miami Dolphins at the Seattle Seahawks, 41.5. Can the Miami defense step up and help out, or are they going to roll over and give up? That's kind of the big question in this game. And I would guess on injuries that Kenneth Walker III is out. So we're going to see a lot of Zach Charbonnet. And he's at 6,700, and I don't like him that well. I would much rather go to DeAndre Swift at 6,300 than Zach Charbonnet. And this is going to be kind of, I feel like this would be a trickery game, because that's the only way that Miami can have a chance. So how many times are they going to run Tyreek Hill? And especially with the injuries to Mostert. But he can't do it all, and he's priced at $9,000, and he doesn't have too much of a quarterback in Skylar Thompson, so I'm just out on this game.
You don't see it being the runaway game like the San Francisco LA Rams game?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let's talk Tampa Bay versus Denver. Low over under of 41. And Tampa Bay is favored by almost a touchdown. So I think they are saying this is another potential runaway game. Stacking maybe from the Tampa Bay side?
It's hard not to stack Baker Mayfield and Chris Godwin at 7,700 and 6,600. They are, you know, one of the best priced options here. But Denver just cannot keep this game competitive. And I don't see that Tampa Bay is going to have to do a whole lot. The question I have here is, why is Godwin 6,600 and Mike Evans 8,300? Godwin in week one scored 18.3 points, and then in week two came back with a 24.2 point total. And Evans in week one, he did have his 20.6, but then in week two, he was 5.7. So how are they justifying that $1,700 difference in these two wide receivers? It seems clear that Mayfield loves going to Chris Godwin. So I have questions on that pricing. But it comes just back to Denver isn't going to be able to score points and keep this going. That means I think we could see a lot of Bucky Irving. They're the Tampa Bay rookie running back. If Tampa Bay gets out to a big lead and they're just trying to run out the clock, then Bucky Irving comes in at 5,200. And why Bucky Irving and not Rashad White? Well, Rashad White's been a little bit limited. He had his knee lock up in practice like last Friday, and then he was having a little bit of trouble in the game on Sunday. So he's been a little bit more limited. And so I can just see them going, oh, we don't need you. You get a break. Here's Bucky Irving. We're going to run our rookie and see what he can do. So he's another one at 5,200 that I kind of like maybe putting in there because I think he's going to get a lot of touches. So the next game, this would be our sneaky stack. That's really hard to say. Sneaky stack. So the sneaky stack game is Carolina at the Las Vegas Raiders. It's only a 40-point total, but maybe they're not counting Andy Dalton in yet. I don't know. So that's what changed this week. So Bryce Young got benched. And now we have Andy Dalton to the rescue of the Carolina Panthers. And I'm sure it's going to be an improvement. I'm putting him back in the game and, you know, pretending that the Panthers can actually win now with Andy Dalton. And for tournaments, I like this game. I like this stack. Andy Dalton, 6,000. Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver at 5,300. And Adam Thielen at 5,100. And then even Chuba Hubbard at 5,800. So I like all the prices there to be able to stack. You could also go on the other side of the ball, and we may see Zamar White finally have a good day, and he's only 6,000. Gardner Minshew at 7,200 and Davante Adams at 7,800 and Brock Bowers, who's getting a ton of usage at 6,300. So this is the game that I like. Being able to stack this game pretty much on either side of this ball. I probably like the Raiders a little bit better, but I feel like everyone's going to be off the Carolina Panthers, or maybe they'll all be back on and they're all going, yeah, we're going to get to see Andy Dalton revive Adam Thielen all over again this year, just like we did at the beginning of last year.
I'll admit, I have a feeling that more people are going to be on the avoid Carolina side because even knowing Andy Dalton just with the last couple of weeks, it's kind of just put it in my gut even of like, oh, don't pick Carolina and kind of just avoid. And so I wonder how many people would, even if they're kind of wanting to take a risk, they would find a different risk.
Well, maybe that's our reason to go there. We've got three more games that don't have much to offer. So we've got the New York Giants at the Cleveland Browns. Jerry Jeudy is a good price at 5,800 for the wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. I don't want to guess who's going to be running the ball for Cleveland, whether it's Ford or Deontay Foreman. And I'd really just rather not have to use a Giants player at all. Not against the Browns defense, which has looked at least adequate. And then we have the Green Bay Packers going to the Tennessee Titans. And there seems to be a lot of question right now on who the quarterback's going to be for the Packers. Are we going to get to see Jordan Love, or is it going to be Malik Willis going back to the Tennessee Titans to play? I'm just not going to guess in that game, and it's only carrying a 38-point total. Even if Love plays, I don't have a lot of interest, and I don't want to guess right now on that one. And then we've got the Los Angeles Chargers going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is carrying a 36-point total, and we should just stay away from that one.
Yeah, I was about to call out all three of those are now under that 40 mark, and I was already noting that some of your favorite ones are under the 45 mark even, so...
Yeah, they're way...
By the time you get under 40, just... It sounds like just avoid.
You should, yeah. Avoid those games big time. So, do you want to go into Evo first and build our touchdown teams?
Yeah, let's pick some teams first.
Okay, we'll
build
do that.
Build some storylines.
So we're on Fantasy Sports Evo. And again, this week, they are doing their, on Sunday, the NFL Touchdowns Contest. And it's a guaranteed contest, $500. And so we're going to enter that one. I don't know what that P is. Anyhow, let's go on in there. And it isn't filling usually. So there's going to be, this pays, it's a dollar entry fee with total prizes of $500, and it's $100 to first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. So we need to decide which team we think is going to score the most touchdowns this week. We could go to our highest scoring competitive matchup, which is the Cardinals and Detroit, or we can choose a little bit different angle and who we think is going to rack up some points. You got any feelings here?
I like Houston. I'm nervous about picking either Detroit or Arizona. I know that they put that over under really high, but I could also see it kind of not quite getting to that extent.
Yeah.
Like the New Orleans game more.
I like New Orleans as well. I really don't think that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to offer a lot to stop them. So let's do New Orleans in that top spot for sure. After that one, I think I like the Tampa Bay Bucks in that other lopsided game as well. We're just going the favorites here, but theoretically we should go on the home teams, but I noticed that a lot of away teams are favored this week. So that's a little bit interesting. Who's our last one? You think Seattle? You think the Dolphins are going to roll over? Are you like the 49ers maybe?
I'm torn between Seattle and Baltimore. I know on Baltimore, we haven't seen a ton of offense production. But after what happened with Kamara and Dallas last week, I feel like it's just set up Baltimore for potentially a good weekend. If they were ever going to have a good weekend.
This is it. All right. So we're going with the Saints as our top touchdown team, then Tampa Bay, and then Baltimore. All right. I like it. We'll do it.
And some of that lines up with what we were talking about for people we want to stack.
Yes.
Not New Orleans, because New Orleans would be Kamara, which we don't want to stack Kamara and Derek Carr. But Tampa Bay, we talked about it.
Now you can see these two contests that have the guaranteed overlay. And this one's the quarter entry and this one's the $3 entry. And you're just looking for those words, guaranteed overlay. So we're going to go, I've got a window here open already with the quarter one, and we'll go in here and see who we want to stack. Did you have a favorite, or do you want me to just kind of play here and see who we can go with?
I don't have a favorite. Let's play and see who we can go with. I think I liked the idea of Tampa Bay. What are your thoughts?
I'd like to try Sam Darnold.
I do like, yeah.
So Sam Darnold's at home.
Idea.
I like teams at home. and he's going to have to pass against the Texans. There's no doubt about that for me. So then, though, we have to pay up for Justin Jefferson. I don't really feel like I need any other pieces on that side, so I can just stack the two of them. And then, is there somebody that we want to come back with on the Texans side? And we could save money. So if we go with that story that Texans get out to that big lead and the Vikings are trying to come back, then the Texans, this is where our injury report, we need to watch it. But if they're playing Cam Akers, then we can get him at $4,000. This is one that we definitely will have to watch and may abandon this whole lineup if Mixon or Pierce end up playing. If only one of them plays, I'll still play Akers, because knowing that they're both banged up, I think that Cam Akers could get a considerable amount of work in that game. We could also assume that they got to that high scoring level with Tank Dell, because we've talked about Tank Dell having that big game. And so we could slot him in here too. So now we've got pretty good stack going. They got out to a big lead. They ram Cam Akers, and then Justin Jefferson and Sam Darnold are trying to come back.
And we're stacking this way because we chose what we're saying is going to be a very competitive game.
Yes.
Now, if we went and grabbed someone from the San Francisco LA game, we're only going to be picking from like the San Francisco side, or maybe picking a different game entirely.
Pretty much. And so looking back through my notes, I think that I would like my other running back to, I'd like to take a chance on DeAndre Swift. The Bears, let's go back to all players, the Bears running back, because of how much the Colts allowed last week. And I think DeAndre Swift could definitely open up that game, and they're just looking for a win and to take some of the pressure off of Caleb Williams. And the way to do that is to open up the run game, just like the Packers did on the Colts last week. And things haven't changed a whole lot for the Colts. They didn't get anyone back on defense. They just lost more. So I don't know how they plan on stopping that run game. So I like DeAndre Swift there.
At this point, we have Sam Darnold as our quarterback, Cam Akers as a running back, DeAndre Swift as a running back, Justin Jefferson as our wide receiver, and Tank Dell as our wide receiver. And we have how much remaining?
We've got $27,200, a player remaining, and we need a wide receiver, a tight end, a flex, and a defense. Let's go get the defense out of the way. So here, I always like to just slide down to the bottom and play the cheapest viable defense that I can in good conscience play. It's not the Panthers. It's not the Falcons. It's not the Broncos. Not the Giants. Not the Rams. Not the Dolphins. Cardinals, I think I'm just going to say no to that. We keep going here. This one's interesting. Tennessee, again, this comes back to, does Love play or does Malik Willis play? Because if Willis plays, I'm all over that Tennessee defense. I think we could assume that he is going to play, or we can go up here and we could pay up. I can't tell you that I'm loving any of these defenses is kind of the problem. Would probably be the Seahawks defense against Scott. Is it Skylar Thompson? The Miami Dolphins quarterback? Yeah. So we'll go ahead and pay up here. We got money. Let's spend it there on our defense and we'll take the Seahawks. Sound good?
I like that plan.
All right. Let's see if there's a tight end again that we... Tight ends haven't been delivering a whole lot this year. Brock Bowers has probably been one of the most utilized. I certainly don't mind paying up for him. He's still under our average, and he's going against the Carolina Panthers. So what do you think about Brock Bowers?
It's funny because that's who I was actually going to ask you about, because I like him and wanted to know if $6,300 was expensive or not for kind of what we're expecting from Brock Bowers.
No, I like how much he's been targeted and he's really been getting used in the Raiders offense. And we already talked about how it could be a surprising competitive game with Carolina Panthers having Andy Dalton. So let's assume it is a little bit more competitive than some of their previous games and he gets used even more. I also like Isaiah Likely down here at 5,600 if we needed to save and pay up for somebody else. But for now, we're going to go with Brock Bowers. And we have two slots remaining. We need a wide receiver and a flex. And we have an average of 81.50 left, which is really a lot of money. So let's see who's over here that we like on the wide receiver side. I'm looking down through here. Davante Adams, if we wanted to go back to that Vegas game, is only 7,800. I don't know if there's anyone that, you know, you're really favoring here. I like Chris Godwin. I really like Brandon Ayuk, and we don't have to spend all our money, but with Samuel out, Ayuk usually steps up.
Yeah, I'm with you on Ayuk, and I think the other one that came to mind was Worthy, Xavier Worthy, but I didn't know where he fell in the prices and if it was worth it.
I just don't feel the Chiefs going well over there. I'd like this one. I can go Jameson Williams for Detroit.
And you don't feel the Chiefs going well because they won't have that back and forth. That's what you're looking for right now, is someone who's in a game that is going to be high scoring and have that back and forth, so they have a reason to keep using that player.
That, and I don't know that they're going to be able to pass against the Falcons. Falcons defense hasn't looked bad. Its offense has just been bad.
True.
And I don't really like the Chiefs on the road for the first time this year. There's just a lot in that game I don't like.
We put it on the didn't want to pick from list. I don't know why I went to it.
We did. We could take Marvin Harrison and get part of that game.
I think that's a good idea.
You like Marvin Harrison? Let's pay for him. We got a flex. Was there something else? You were on the Kansas City Chiefs?
Ooh, no, I was actually going to pause and kind of call that out, that like in my head, I was predisposed to a couple of teams, and we went through all of our notes and everything. And it's very easy when you start looking at the player list to start focusing on players that you know, and you know offhand, and like, oh, I need a wide receiver. What wide receivers do I know? And that's why kind of making these lists ahead of time is helpful. And then you go back to your notes and revisit it.
Yes, exactly. You've already targeted in on some of the players and some of the games that you're like, yeah, I'm just going to stay away from this one. We can afford Alvin Kamara. He can be our flex play. You like Kamara? The Eagles could potentially keep that interesting.
I mean, we also saw that New Orleans is willing to just keep going even if the other team doesn't keep it interesting.
This is true. I also like Jordan Mason. I like both of these, but if I'm paying that much, let's just go to the one that they're just making their workhorse in New Orleans. So we have $400 left. The replacement would be Cam Akers, and I don't think we can get anyone that we want more than him.
Before we replace or anything, I do want to do so, because we have a full lineup that if we wanted to, we could submit with Sam Darnold as our quarterback, Cam Akers as our running back, DeAndre Swift as our running back, Justin Jefferson as our wide receiver, Tank Dell as our wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. as our wide receiver, Brock Bowers as our tight end, Alvin Kamara in our flex position, and the Seahawks for our defense. And we have 400, so we're thinking maybe we pay up for someone, or
I don't. There's not going to be any other running back that I like better than Cam Akers over here at 4,400, I don't think. No, there's definitely not. I definitely like Cam Akers better than that. And I like that we're getting a running back who has definite potential with all of those injuries. And we were able to get Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison Jr., Kamara, Tank Dell, Brock Bowers, all, and the Seahawks defense all in this lineup. That's a lot. I like it.
I do too. I feel like we're taking the right amount of risk and the right amount of confidence in other roles.
So let's enter this one. Awesome. We definitely could have gone and, you know, used some of those different ones and the different stacks that we were kind of on. I know we went Darnold and Justin Jefferson, but you could have gone to the other side, the Houston side, and assumed that Minnesota is also going to keep it interesting, which I think will happen. I do like stacking that game. And then in the tournament entries, I'm going to probably build a lineup with Carolina and the Las Vegas Raiders just to get very different.
Will you pick Gardner Minshew or Dalton for your quarterback from that?
Yeah, I like Gardner Minshew a little bit better with Davante Adams and Brock Bowers, and you can afford all of them because you've got cheaper things going on elsewhere. I do like him better than Andy Dalton, but Andy Dalton at least keeps this game interesting where it wasn't going to be interesting with Bryce Young.
Gardner Minshew just needs the pep talk he got in the middle of the game last weekend.
He must. Yeah, he definitely needs that. I didn't see how much the Raiders defense was, but that could also be an interesting play. It was probably pretty expensive. Let's see if we can go back in here and look at that defense. But yeah, they're the most expensive defense. And I actually like the Seahawks defense better than the Raiders. But with Andy Dalton coming, this was priced before it was announced that Bryce Young was being benched. And that's why the Raiders are priced up there at the top for defenses.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope we've sparked some great ideas to prepare for your week 3 lineups. Best of luck with your picks and all the excitement on game day. We can't wait to see you next time for more insights and strategies. We've got our free contest up and running for the weekend, and you can find the links in the description or at fangirlfootball.com. We'd love to have you join us in playing this weekend. Until then, happy football watching.